Hi, everybody. This is Frankie Avalon, and I love Animal Radio. Keep listening.
Live at the Red Barn Studios, you're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
Do you love your animals too much? We're talking with Dr. Clay Rutledge now, an author and psychological scientist. Not a week goes by that we don't have a story about an airline that has turned away somebody because they can't have their emotional support animal with them. When we use animals for emotional support, is that going across the line?
Well, again, it's complicated because there is certainly work that suggests that animals are an excellent source of comfort. So there's work with elderly people, for instance, who might not have, who might be widowed or living alone or have disability issues that make it hard for them to get out. They're living in assisted living facilities. And having a dog can make the difference between, feeling depressed or feeling like you've got a purpose. And so I do think it's certainly the case that animals and anyone who is an animal owner or an animal lover will say that pets are just comforting. And so that's fine, but that's a different issue than whether or not they have, a scientifically established clinical effectiveness. And there just really isn't much evidence for that you need to take an emotional animal, support animal with you in order to be psychologically functional.
Why is it that, so if a person is taking this the wrong way and that they're replacing human interaction with animals or with their pets, why is that happening?
So there's one component that I think is to this loneliness problem or this social disconnection problem. And one of the unfortunate characteristics of loneliness, and just general social disconnection is that it kind of perpetuates itself, because when people feel lonely or excluded or ostracized, their brain kind of switches to a more defensive position in which they become extremely vigilant about further social loss, right? They don't want to get hurt again. They don't want to be rejected again. And so what that can make them do is take fewer social risks. So they're less likely to go out and want to meet people. They're more, so they're more avoidant. And so if they're directing that social energy, trying to meet their social needs with their pets, then that's an easier, it feels like a safer way to try to meet your belongingness needs than to have to actually go out and deal with human beings, which again, I got dozens and dozens of emails essentially confirming that, saying, well, humans are trash. I've only been treated horrible by people. You can't trust people. You can't depend on people. Whenever I come home from work, my dog is always happy to see me. And so I think you see that kind of reinforcement, which again can feel, there's nothing wrong with being happy to see your dog or, having a relationship with your dog. But I think the question we have to ask is, what is that? Is that indicating something that's missing in terms of human relationships?
There is. To me, it's a red flag. We have a library here where they have a dog that comes in and the kids get to read to the dog because the dog won't criticize them, tell them that they're reading poorly. And I think that's what we find in all of our animals is kind of a...
They don't judge.
They're non-judgmental.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to make that your best friend.
No, I think so. I mean, there was a... there's been some research, I think this was a couple decades ago in psychology, that was, this concept called contingencies of self-worth. And the idea was that, people's sense of self-esteem or, people's sense of self-confidence comes in part from the contingencies other people put on them. What do you have to do to be accepted by others? And interestingly, this was one of the arguments that was made for the positivity of religion. That part of makes religion so comforting is the sense that God loves you no matter what. Like, God intrinsically values that. And I'm not trying to compare pets to God by any means, but you can get that kind of sense that these animals love you no matter, you feel like they love you no matter what. And there's something very affirming about that when you have to go out in the world and deal with people who may only like you conditionally or will only reinforce you conditionally.
Interesting stuff. I put a link over at the website to your article if you want to learn more about what the doctor, Dr. Clay Rutledge, is talking about right now. You can head on over to animalradio.pet and click the link over there on today's show. And the phones are ringing white hot now. It's a very polarizing topic, apparently. didn't think when I walked into the studio this morning that the studio would be divided. Doctor, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay, it's time for us to get on out of here. Lori is especially antsy today because you're going to pick up another foster. Is that correct? Is this another foster failure you're picking up?
It's actually somebody is surrendering a dog, and they've had problems with it, so it's kind of going to be a group effort to get this dog. You just never know what to expect, but we're trying. Rescues are really trying on working to be better on animals and to their families, that if you surrender, thank you for surrendering the dog, because we will really do right by it.
And that's so much better than the way that you just saw a video of somebody that wanted to get rid of their dog, Judy, and they spray painted free on the
free
side of it.
Free on it and let it go in a park.
See, that's not
free to
right
a good
thing.
Home, it said.
Well, it said free on one side, and I guess the other side might have said to a good home, and then they let it loose in a park.
No.
But sometimes, you know, people who do give up their dogs, they're looked upon horribly and stuff. We're just glad that they're giving us the dog.
So will this dog come and live with you?
We're going to find a foster for it. And it'll be here probably for a couple of days at least. And who knows, we could end up fostering her.
Okay. I salute you for all the hard work you do with all those dogs. Amazing.
Oh, thanks. I love it. I love it.
If you need your fix during the week, download the Animal Radio app for iPhone, Android, or go to the Animal Radio website at animalradio.pet. We'll see you next week for more Animal Radio right here on this fine station.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Going to love on a foster dog.
This is Animal Radio Network.